youth pass by for brighter days ahead. And the slave wife, price you pay to turn away, in silence that keeps the dogs at bay. With friendly avoidance carries us through space and time till it's all gone.
Too Much Rock podcast number 594. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Subterfuge, a band from Dusseldorf, Germany. The song I played was called The Snake Wife, and it's on the band's upcoming album, Dots, which will be out Friday, March 4th, on Less Records, Coligo Records, or Shiny Happy Records, depending on where you are in the world. I don't know much about this band, but I know they've spent some time and figured out where their sound lies. It includes a lot of different things, and just enough power pop to give them kind of a teenage fan club feel. I like that. This next set here, we're going to start off with the Kinks. The song is called Pressure.
And
If you noticed, but all three of those songs were very good. We ended there with the Ramones with the song She's the One. That's on the band's 1978 album Road to Ruin, an album that didn't get reviewed very well at the time. Critics thought it was chasing the charts, but has since become a fan favorite. Before that, we heard from Cyanide Pills, the song The Kids Can't Be Trusted with Rock and Roll. That's the A side of a 2-song 7-inch that just came out February 25th on Damaged Good Records. Rumor is that one's going to make it to the album, but it was a cute 7-inch, so I picked it up all the same. And before that, we heard from The Kinks with the song Pressure. That's from the 1979 album Low Budget. Evidently the best-selling non-compilation Kinks album in the U.S., but one that I really paid no attention to. It was given to me for my birthday last week, and I've spent some time with it, and I kind of enjoy it. It's got a pub rock feel to it. The Kinks did a lot of things. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's continue on here. I've got something from Massage. This song is called Under.
And
Psychedelic Furs wrap things up there with President Gas. You can find that on the band's third album, Forever Now, which came out in 1982. The band was always more of a greatest hit sort of band to me, but that album was gifted to me last week, and I did enjoy listening through. Before that, we heard from Massage with the song Under. That's on the band's 2018 album, Oh Boy, their debut album. This was long out of print, but just got repressed by Mount St. Mountain, so you can pick up a copy of that. The band's second album that came out last year was just phenomenal, and this first one is good, but it shows that they are on an upward trajectory, and that's a good thing. Anyway, I guess I should wrap things up here, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 594. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at SidMuchRock. Look at the concert calendar. We have Dilettante playing on the 4th at Toilet Bowl. On the 5th, Frog Pond is the Bottleneck. Ty Siegel is at the Ship that night. And No Thanks is at Farewell. On the 7th, Parquet Courts are at Liberty Hall. On the 8th, Sheer Mag is at the Uptown. On the 9th, Pears is at Minibar. On the 11th, we've got Floggin' Molly at the Truman. Flooding is playing on the 13th at the Bottleneck. On the 14th, Gully Boys are at Ship. The 16th, Deaf Heaven is at Granada. Or Choir Boys at Farewell Transmission. Gel is playing at 2232 on the 17th. On the 19th, Vitreous Humor is at the Bottleneck, as is that John Prine tribute at the Record Bar that same night. The 20th, Ophelia is at the Replay. 21st, Circle Jerks at the Granada. And the 30th, Ducks Limited at Record Bar. Very excited about that one. Looking at the website, there's a few new things out there. There's photos and video of the other Americans and Mensa Death Squad. And pretty soon, there'll be photos of last night's affairs. But until then, that's what you got to look forward to. One track left here, and just like two other tracks on this podcast, this one's from an album that was gifted to me last week for Valentine's Day. It's Lou Reed's Rock and Roll Animal. Came out in 1974, and a kind of between Transformer and Berlin, or maybe just after Berlin. I forget the exact timing. He's got an excellent live band here. So we're going to end this just the way he starts the album. A sweet intro from his sweet guitarist, and then right into Sweet Jane. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.
Children are the only ones who